The different type of faith in the Word of God. Let's get right into it because I got a lot of ground to cover. I want you to notice, first of all, dead faith. I want you to see it. We just read just a while ago. Do you see it there in verse 14? Respond to me now. Do you see it there? Do you see it? It says, it calls it dead faith, does it not? Look, if you would, please, in verse 17. Do you see it there? It talks about dead faith, does it not? Say amen right there. Do you see it? Look at verse 20, if you would, please. Do you see it? But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? There is a dead faith. Do you see it in verse 26? For the body without the spirit is dead, and faith without works is dead also. There's a dead faith. There are people out here that have dead faith, and that's why we go soul winning. Because their faith is dead. I was a Roman Catholic for 20 years. I had faith, but I had faith in the wrong thing, and it was dead faith. Any faith that does not produce a changed life is false faith. I believe that I had to do all the things that the Catholic Church told me to do and I'd be saved, but that was false faith. I want you to see that dead faith is only intellectual. It's counterfeit. Are you listening now? Listen carefully now. Words without deeds. I found out a long time ago, a lot of people are long on lip and short on life. And here it's words with deeds. This person can defend their faith, but they cannot demonstrate their faith. It is a dead faith. Pick it up in verse 26 again, look at it again. It talks about a dead person, does it not? For the body without the spirit is dead, and so faith without works is dead. You got a dead faith. It has no life to it, no life at all. It's a dead faith. And we need to understand that. We have no spirit to demonstrate our faith, their loss. Christian school kids have this. Not being ugly tonight, being honest tonight. I've gone across this country to preach. We got kids coming through our Christian school, have all the answers, don't even know the questions, had never had a head-on collision with conversion because they never had a head-on collision with the Holy Ghost of God at conviction. And you'll never be saved unless you come to conviction and understand you're a sinner on your way to hell. And so we understand that, and we got Christian kids that are raised in Christian homes, go to Christian schools, and all they have is dead faith. I call them the people that's getting under the fence. The shame that some of our kids are going to end up in hell one of these days because they have a dead faith. This is why we have those that are drifting. This is why some of you're more comfortable in the world than you are in church. This is why some of our children go out there and they can waddle in the muck and the mire and feel very comfortable. There's some of us old boys were saved out of that. Y'all listen to me very carefully. It's hard for some of us that were saved out of a life of sin to see some of the stuff that's going on in church in the name of God and us not understand that we were saved out of some of that stuff. You take a rock concert and you bring it to the house of God and then put it on the screen and make it look like a barroom. You can't fool some of us street boys. You might can fool some of you little Baptist brats, but you ain't fooling us street boys. We know better. We know better. And when we see our children that's supposed to be born again, going into drugs and sex and immorality and stuff of that nature, we understand that some of us were saved out of that. You ain't fooling us. You have a dead faith. A dead faith. The room is wonderful. The goodies, all the goodies, especially the big jug of wine that we've had.
Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. And it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was